know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and to the people pointing out on YouTube that we're all wearing black t-shirts, yeah, I get it. Thank you for pointing that out.
We know.
Yeah, we know. And I'm not happy about it.
Well, people have now taken your tip and they've gone to the Twitter to find it and they think it's awfully cute.
Just pisses me off.
I wanted to hold hands while we did our like pregame.
Yeah, we were going to skip into the studio together, but Sook
shot
that down.
Black t-shirt boys. Buck had a picture that was even worse. Buck had like 9 black t-shirt guys.
Yeah, at my bachelor party, we were all together in the afternoon, and then everyone went back to their hotel rooms to like get ready and come back, and there were 5 people out of the group of 8 that were all wearing black t-shirts in the same crew. I was not one of them, but made for a funny moment.
Thank you for pointing it out, though. Thank you, Donnie. Appreciate it. Oh, wearing black t-shirts. We were talking Summer League and kind of the reason why people go to Summer League is a networking thing. Like
yes.
Anyone that's anyone is at Summer League in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it's just a series of ass kissing and handies to try to suck up to the power players, whether that's agents to GMs, reporters to GMs. Basically, everyone's there to try to snuggle up to anyone that will give them information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it is. So you said you had a source gathering.
Yeah, I just think people don't fully understand how much you have to kiss the ring.
Yes.
And
when you don't, you get, which is why no one goes at, there's never any blowback for the people that act like asses that are in a position of authority because
right.
You have to kiss the ring.
I have a really good example of how that works in real life. Yeah. So in the recruiting world, JT Tuimoloau was a huge deal. He was like the number one recruit in the country on 24/7 Sports. Out of Seattle.
Went to Ohio
State. He was being recruited. He went to Ohio State. Ended up being, I think, a second round pick.
Yeah.
But really good football player while he was there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he took a visit to Oregon. And there were concerns from his family. They felt at the time, now this is Cristobal's staff, and this has been a recurring issue, that staff would leak information to reporters, like you get the scoop and help us out later and whatever.
Sure.
So they said they wanted this visit to be a secret.
Yeah, keep it quiet.
Keep it quiet. So he's at practice. The kid starts taking selfies and pictures and posting them to Instagram and Instagram Live that he's there. Oregon is still under the impression that this visit has to be secret.
Yeah.
So I write and screenshot his Instagram and post it on Oregon Live at the time. JT Tuimoloau takes surprise visit to Oregon.
Yeah.
I get a call from someone very close, very high up in the coaching staff.
Jeez.
That within 5 minutes.
Pissy.
That needs to get deleted immediately, or we will never give you another commitment ahead of time, another official visit list again, as long as we're here. And I go, I'm not deleting a story. It's on his Instagram. No other Oregon reporter that covered recruiting touched it.
Yeah.
It was Mario Cristobal's staff. He left for Miami roughly 7 months later.
Yeah.
In that 7 months, I got unfollowed.
Yeah.
No one spoke to me. I never got another list. No. I never saw another big board. They never spoke to me again. The day Cristobal got settled in at Oregon, I got a DM that was like, hey, we're still cool, by the way. If anything ever comes up out west, your punishment's over. And to Mario's credit, I recently posted my mom has lung cancer.
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal's the only head coach who went out of his way to reach out within like an hour of that post to just say, hey, man, I hope your mom's okay. I hope you're thinking of your family. Just like,
we just rolled, brother.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think people realize how structured it is that like if you tell the truth on this, even though everyone knows it, we won't talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. And another guy who's talked about this publicly, so don't feel like I'm burning any bridge, Jason Quick's talked about that kissing the ring after a certain amount of time,
it exhausts you.
It's exhausting because you're like, everyone knows this thing is going on and I can't talk about it. And fans are wondering why. Now I'm talking big picture, not from Quick, but just in general.
Yeah.
This thing is going on. Everyone knows this thing is going on. I can't talk about it. And if I do, I might get iced out for the rest of the season. And I might get iced out for 3 months.
And so much of those jobs require access, and they control access. So we talked about this on the show, that you have to remember that when the insiders, whether it's Shams or the Schefters, the only reason they get information is they play ball. When Adam Schefter, Adam Schefter got caught. Remember, it was with, it was Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Who was being accused of, I think it might have been rape or some sort of sexual assault.
It might have been a domestic violence issue.
Yeah, it was something bad.
A bad deal.
And Schefter got caught talking to Dalvin Cook's agent, and basically, and I'm the details of this might not be 100% correct, but basically got caught. There was that, and there was another one, I think, from the Commanders.
He framed his tweet verbatim in what Dalvin Cook's agent told him to say.
And then he got caught leaking.
Did he say, like, does this work or something like
that? Yes.
There was a screenshot or an email or something, communication with the agent. Basically, Schefter showed the agent what he was going to tweet.
He showed him his rough draft.
His rough draft of the tweet, which spun the story in the way that Dalvin Cook's camp wanted it.
Right.
And he was like, is this okay?
Right.
So the idea that Adam Schefter or Jay Glazer or anyone is some sort of independent journalist, it is ridiculous.
It's because they kiss the most ass.
Yes. Or when you have someone that gets information from a certain GM, or they always have the inside scoop, it's because they're a mouthpiece for the GM. There was no better example of this than when the Pac-12 was getting ready to collapse. I don't get into who it was, but there was at least two journalists that literally every piece of information they got about the Pac-12 was from Oregon State and Washington State.
Yes.
And it was all Pac-12 is going to be fine. There's nothing to worry here. All this stuff is crap.
Including to the day.
The day.
That Oregon and Washington announced they were leaving.
Yes. And it was all PR spin from the two schools that knew that if this collapsed, they were going to be on the outs. And so I'm not saying that there isn't value in insiders and all that stuff. Just know where that information comes from. Every piece of information that gets out, for the most part, I'd say 95% of it, it gets out because someone wants it out and there is a specific slant. And if it doesn't want to get out, there's repercussions. My personal one that I have with this, and we are not insiders here, right? I don't communicate with Dan Lanning. I'm not texting him at home. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling Joe Cronin. None of that. We do our little dog and pony show here, and we decided a long time ago that we weren't going to play that game. So if you're coming here for the breaking news on Blaze or whatever, you're not getting it from me. But the one time that I saw this up close and personal was when Chip Kelly went to the first Rose Bowl. And up until that point, we had a pretty good relationship with Chip. And since then, I think when we see Chip down, when we saw him at Pac-12 Media Day, down the road, or when we saw him outside of Oregon, he was pretty cool.
He's your Mario Cristobal.
Yeah.
Where I'm not talking to you for a while, and then it's like, hey, we're cool now.
But it turned really, really ugly. We were at the first Rose Bowl that they went to. They played Ohio State, the Terrell Pryor
Rose Bowl.
And they are contractually obligated to do interviews with their media partner, which I believe was ESPN. Mm-hmm. ESPN ABC, I think at the time, is the one that had the Rose Bowl. And they finished with the interviews, and we watched Jim Tressel come out. Jim Tressel did the group media first, and then came out, and I forget who the female reporter was, but it was a female reporter that was contractually obligated to do an interview with each coach.
An Aaron Andrews type.
It was an Aaron Andrews type. Might have been Sam Ponder.
Sure.
Anyway, you see Tressel come out. She goes and grabs Tressel, and they got a little side stage set up, and we watched Jim Tressel do, I don't know, 6-7 minutes with her, and we were just sitting doing our show.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100 feet from there, and we watch Jim Tressel do this. And then Jim Tressel gets up, shakes her hand, says, and leaves. A couple minutes later, here comes Chip Kelly, and she comes over to grab Chip to do the interview. And Chip goes, no, I'm not doing that. I don't have time. And she says, well, it's only going to take 5 minutes, and this is all set up, arranged. And Chip goes, I don't care. I'm not doing it. And walks right by her and gets on an escalator and goes down. And she effing loses it and goes over to the Oregon SID and is like, who the F do you think you are?
Ooh.
I mean, she laces into the Oregon SID, who's now gone.
Yeah.
But says, you get his ass back here. She's like, this is not, you do not blow
it's not
me.
An optional deal.
This is not an optional deal.
This is the way the business works
this
and you're going to do
goes.
It.
Goes. Right. And she, you know, boom.
And,
she,
and good for her, by the way.
Yeah. She's like, no, 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 no. And because it was a hardcore blow off. It was like, get out of here. Who are you?
Yeah.
Guess what happened about 5 minutes later? Guess who came up the escalator? Chip. And Chip, someone got a hold of Chip Kelly and was like, no, you go sit your ass down.
You're making this right.
You're making this right. So he goes over, they do the interview, and they get up and leave. And we're sitting there doing our show, and we watch all this go down. So we were like, and we framed it as, you could tell that one person has been to seven of these. I think at the time, Jim Tressel had done seven BCS games.
Right.
And we said, you can tell that this was someone's first. And we didn't frame it as anything bad.
Yeah.
It was just like, there's someone that has been here, done this, and knows that there's a dog and pony show.
You're going to have to do this 5 minute thing.
And there's someone that you could tell is the first one. And we're like, I'll bet you, you know, 2-3 years down the road, that doesn't happen. And we just talked about the difference between an experienced and an inexperienced coach. And from that moment on, I don't think he ever had a word for us.
Yeah.
It got ugly. It got combative. We were told basically to go by the SID. We were basically told that you guys are dead. Like, he stopped coming on the show. Went down to Eugene one time to try to talk with him. And when I got down there, I was told, no, like he's not in. I'm like, well, but you guys told me to come down here. And they're like, well, he's not meeting with you. All because of that.
There was a very real stretch. And luckily, things are a lot better. And Oregon deserves a lot of credit that their media relations is so much better than it was for a while.
Yes.
But there was a stretch in the heat of the Chip Kelly era, and then Helfrich just didn't, behind the scenes, truly, Helfrich didn't know what to do.
No, it was rough.
So he was doing kind of a rough draft Chip Kelly impersonation.
Just following Chip.
So there was like a 4 or 5 year run that was all the way through that thing, where they big-timed people, they treated people poorly, they didn't return calls. If you said anything like that, like... Yeah. Anything you were cut out sometimes for a year, forever.
Like, we were like, what? Because of it's, that?
Yeah. And it would happen.
And it was something public that happened that other people saw. So you're not like doing some covert digging and airing some, like, I mean, you, like, what are you supposed to do?
And that's where I was with the JT Tuimoloau thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not even
talk to him about it.
I'm just posting his own Instagram posts. I'm not even reporting it.
There is no one more sensitive in the world than athletes and coaches, and the ones that tell you that they don't listen and they don't care, they're the ones that listen and care the most. 100%. If anyone ever says, I don't pay any attention to the media, I don't read anything, I don't hear anything.
Liars.
I promise you, they hear every single thing that is said, and they keep track, they keep notes, and they hold grudges. That is a very, very real thing. We come back in the news. Here, though, Buck with SportsCenter.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.